This is Northwest News from KPLU. Legislation that would split the Seattle School District in two is moving on to the full State House. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes has more on the bill that has cleared the House Education Committee.
The two Seattle Democrats behind the bill want to prevent any district from enrolling more than 35,000 kids. Seattle Public Schools is the only district right now that fits that bill with more than 50,000 students. Issaquah Republican Chad Magendant says that's simply too big for one administration to govern effectively.
I really can't fathom the ability of school board members in Seattle to have that level of community engagement given the size of their school. It's just impractical.
Both sides say the equity of education in Seattle is at stake, and particularly so in South Seattle. Supporters point to racial achievement gaps that didn't budge in math last year and actually got wider in reading. But for pure logistical reasons, the only way to really split the district is between North and South. In the North End, 63% of students are white. In the South End, just as many are from minority backgrounds. A district statement says the proposal would deepen these north-south divisions and further segregate the city. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.